Good morning, everyone, and today I'll be talking a little bit about some of my thesis research again, kind of some of the lab experiments we did this time instead of the field work, and we'll kind of hopefully end up relating this to some of the field work that we've done or future field work. So first, I'll talk a little bit about previous research that our group has done at Virginia Tech. In 2013, we determined that iron sulfate had a direct fungitoxic effect to the dollar spot pathogen Sclerotinia homeocarpa. We did this in vitro or in the lab. We used concentrations of iron in quarter-strength potato dextrose auger of 0, 10, 100, and 1,000 parts per million of iron. I'm sure some of you came to the talk yesterday and saw I had that image on one of the slides there, but at 10, we actually saw an increase in dollar spot growth compared to 0 parts per million, but as you got to 100, you saw a decrease, and then as you got up to 1,000, you saw very little growth. So I kind of based some of my research, we kind of redid some of this work and looked at some different concentrations to kind of help us out a little bit. So our materials and methods for this experiment, I collected dollar spot isolates from all across the state of Virginia. I collected a total of 18 isolates from both warm season and cool season. So 8 or 9 from cool season and 9 from warm season turf grasses. Of these, we grew these in the quarter-strength potato dextrose auger. I selected 4 that agreed with the morphological characteristics described by Smiley et al. And then I took these 4, and they became part of the factors for my experiment. So my experiment was a 5x2x2 factorial in a completely randomized design. The 5 was the 5 concentrations that I tested this time of 0, 200, 400, 600, and 800 parts per million of iron sulfate. So I took the next factor was cool season isolates versus warm season isolates. So I had 2 cool season and 2 warm season isolates. And within those, you see a previously treated and untreated. So the previously treated would be isolates that came from an area where high fungicide use has been present for the past decade. And the previously untreated came from turf that had never received a fungicide or iron application. So once we took the isolates, concentrated the auger, we put those isolates, those 4 different isolates, into that auger. We had to adjust the pH because I held the pH constant at 6.5, so we had to use ammonium hydroxide for that. We then incubated for 72 hours or 3 days, and I used measurements or collected measurements on the mycelial diameter of that. So our results, the first thing we did, I did 2 runs of this experiment. So I looked to see if the runs agreed with each other, and they did. They were statistically the same. So I was able to pull the data. One thing we did notice was there was a difference between cool and warm season isolates. It's kind of what we would expect from some work by Dr. Inardi. The warm season isolates seem to be a little more aggressive than the cool season isolates, where they grow a little quicker than the cool season isolates. The next thing, I did a linear regression on the different data. On the top right, you have the cool season isolates. Since they were pulled together, we ran them as one. And then the warm season isolates on the bottom. You see the R-squared values are fairly high, and there's a pretty good linear relationship there. One thing to note, the EC50 is around 550 to 600 for both the cool and warm season. And then if you want 100% control, if you extrapolate this linear regression out, it would be anywhere from 1,050 to 1,400, depending on which isolate you're talking about. So what are we going to do with this data that we've collected? Well, most importantly, it'll be in my master's thesis. But secondly, we'll use this data because we now know that the iron has a role or plays a role on the surface of the leaf. We thought originally it may have something to do with it going down into the soil and then like a systemic fungicide would work, but we think it's more of a contact, like a daconil or a chlorothalonil type fungicide. So we think we'll be able to use some of these concentrations that we've used and look at them in the field to see how well they correlate. And just a few pictures to kind of show, this would be the cool season isolate, and you can see this is a 0, 4, and 800 part per million concentration. And then the warm season, again, I said they are a little more aggressive, and you can see there, this was collected at the same time, and there's a lot more growth there. Thank you.